Uganda National Examination Board has revived its long-standing proposal to abolish the aggregate best grading system for the PLE in a decisive move aimed at dismantling one of the leading drivers of our examination malpractice in primary schools. UNEB chairperson Professor Celestino Oboa appealed on Friday during the release of the 2025 PLE results at State House Nakasero, directly linking persistent cheating to the intense pressure on schools to produce candidates with ultra-low aggregates, especially aggregate 4, widely viewed as the ultimate benchmark of academic excellence. By limiting the aggregate obsession, UNEB believes it can significantly reduce incentives for malpractice, refocus education on genuine learning, and restore credibility to primary school certification. The proposal first tabled in 2021 seeks to replace numerical aggregates with an assessment framework that better reflects competency and individual subject performance. The approach mirrors reforms already implemented at the Uganda Certificate of Education level, where UNEB replaced the traditional aggregate and division system with letter grades under the competence-based curriculum, placing a greater emphasis on skills application rather than rote performance. However, the Ministry of Education shelved the proposal at the time due to disruption caused by the COVID-19. Professor Boa described escalating desperation among some school directors and their teachers, driven largely by parental and societal expectations to top aggregates. According to UNEB Executive Director Dan Odong, most cases involving withheld results this year were concentrated in districts such as Nkisoro, Kampala, Mukono, Namutumba, Kasanda, Buyende, and Kalero.
Analyzed the cases, the districts where these cases are coming from, we have noticed that the districts of Kisoro, I'm very surprised, because Kisoro has been a very safe district in terms of exam malpractice. We don't know what happened, but a number of many cases have come from there. Kampala, Mukono, Namutumba, Kasanda, where the district inspector of schools himself was arrested, Buyende, and Kaliro, among others, have contributed to the biggest number of candidates whose results will be withheld.
Odongo nevertheless pointed to notable progress in areas once notorious for malpractice along the Rwenzori, Toro axis districts, including Chenjojo, Kawere, and Bundibujo, historically linked to numerous cases, have shown a clear shift away from examination fraud.
Ma'am, I want to salute the leadership of Chenjojo, Kabarole, and Bundibujo districts. From where most of the cases were emanating, Mama, you remember previously about 3 years ago and back, each time we were here, you'd know that the majority of cases were from Kabarole, Chenjojo, Bundibujo, and sometimes Kasese and Chegegwa, the Rwenzori region. I think that a great change of heart appears to have taken place. And also particularly in the case of Chenjojo, when the results of the 2024 primary leaving exams were released, Chief Administrative Officer of this district took very, very stern measures on the head teachers of schools that perpetuated this vice.